Grant held the receiver and wore the headphones. Muldoon drove. The car bounced along the main road going south. Gennaro turned to Grant and said, "What is it like, this nest?"
"Nobody knows," Grant said.
"But I thought you dug them up."
"I've dug up fossil dinosaur nests," Grant said, "but all fossils are distorted by the weight of millennia. We've made some hypotheses, some suppositions, but nobody really knows what the nests were like."
Grant listened to the beeps and signaled Muldoon to head farther west. It looked more and more as if Ellie had been correct. The nest was in the southern volcanic fields. Grant shook his head.
"You have to realize, we don't know all the details about the nesting behavior of living reptiles like crocodiles and alligators. They're difficult animals to study."
But it was known that in the case of American alligators, only the female guarded the nest, awaiting the time of hatching. The bull alligator spent days in early spring lying beside the female in a mating pair, blowing bubbles on her cheeks to bring her to receptivity, finally causing her to lift her tail and allow him to insert his penis. By the time the female built her nest 2 months later, the male was long gone. The female guarded her cone-shaped 3-foot-high nest ferociously, and when the hatchlings began to squeak and emerge from their shells, she often helped break open the eggs, then nudged them toward the water, sometimes carrying them in her mouth.
"So adult alligators protect the young?"
"Yes," Grant said. "And there is also a kind of group protection. Young alligators make a distinctive distress cry, and it brings any adult who hears it, parent or not, to their assistance, with a full-fledged violent attack. Not a threat display, a full-on attack."
"Oh."
Gennaro fell silent.
"But dinos aren't reptiles," Muldoon said laconically.
"Exactly. The dinosaur nesting pattern could be much more closely related to that of any of a variety of birds."
"So you actually mean you don't know?" Gennaro said, getting annoyed. "You don't know what the nest is like?"
"No," Grant said, "I don't."
"Well," Gennaro said, "so much for the damned experts."
Grant ignored him. Already he could smell the sulfur, and up ahead he saw the rising steam of the volcanic fields. The ground was hot, Gennaro thought as he walked forward. It was actually hot, and here and there mud bubbled and spat up from the ground, and the reeking sulfurous steam hissed in great shoulder-high plumes. He felt as if he were walking through hell. He looked at Grant, walking along with a headset on, listening to the beeps. Grant in his cowboy boots and his jeans and his Hawaiian shirt, apparently very cool. Gennaro didn't feel cool. He was frightened to be in this stinking, hellish place with the velociraptors somewhere around. He didn't understand how Grant could be so calm about it. Or the woman, Sattler. She was walking along, too, just looking calmly around.
"Doesn't this bother you?" Gennaro said. "I mean, worry you?"
"We've got to do it," Grant said. He didn't say anything else.
They all walked forward among the bubbling steam vents. Gennaro fingered the gas grenades that he had clipped to his belt. He turned to Ellie.
"Why isn't he worried about it?"
"Maybe he is," she said. "But he's also thought about this for his whole life."
Gennaro nodded, and wondered what that would be like, whether there was anything he had waited his whole life for. He decided there wasn't anything. Grant squinted in the sunlight. Ahead, through veils of steam, an animal crouched, looking at them. Then it scampered away.
"Was that the raptor?" Ellie said.
"I think so.